so nice. The Badgers have done it twice this season. For the second time, Wisconsin fans are storming the field as we take a look and see on Big Ten Network a huge 27-10 victory on Senior Day, a second-ranked win again for this Wisconsin Badger team, and the energy is absolutely electric. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us on what is going to be a late but a fun night. I'm Pablo Iglesias, live from the Everlight Solar Studio, alongside Riley Yauch, and man, oh man, Riley, the Wisconsin Badgers have done it on hit, and we're going to talk about it all here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that the Badgers are officially back, folks. Come on! That was just a thorough beatdown of the 21st ranked team in the land. This team, for the entirety of the Luke Fickle era, has been searching for an identity. And thank you, Corey Sparks, for sharing this with me. It was mentioned on the broadcast. This team has found an identity under Luke Fickle, and that identity is violence.
Tough, nasty,
and
dependable.
They just bring it. Illinois came into this game, oh, they're the physical team. Oh, look out. They just wear on you. Then their only losses are, they had a bad loss to Washington, but they've got beat by Indiana, Ohio State, every team that's below them. They just beat them up. They just crush them. And what did Wisconsin do? They were violent. Altmaier was killed back there. Darryl Peterson had the game of his life on Senior Day. Christian Allegro, Deonnie Hill, Charlie Jarvis, for crying out loud, smoked the punter. Derrion Dupree on both of his touchdown runs. The stiff arm, lower in the shoulder. Tretch Kekahuna on third down runs. Illinois came into this game billed as the physical team, and Wisconsin beat the absolute hell out of them today.
You love to see it, and I mentioned this too, Riley, on the jump around when we had Evan Cohen. I wanted to point out three things. Of course, it's Senior Day. It's the last game that everybody gets to ball out for in front of this Camp Randall crowd. But something, too, that I really felt like from my side, I know the fans obviously don't play the game. They're not the reason why you win in terms of how you play on the field, but they brought the energy. And the last time Brett Bielema was in this building, he put this whole program in disarray. And now Luke Fickle is 2-0 against Brett Bielema because of how they were on the road. Take that! How about that for hashtag karma?
Which is just insane. And maybe you lit a fire under Fickle this week after comparing him in his press conference
That's right.
to Brett Bielema. But you bring up that loss in 2022. And Mertzi talked about this on the pregame show. Like, that sent Wisconsin into a tailspin. Like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? I remember hearing reports of Illinois, like, really celebrating that win for Brett Bielema. Led to Paul Chris getting fired. And now, look at where we're at. In a season that looked like it was going to be the worst in three decades for the University of Wisconsin, I hedged against Washington, saying this could be a turning point for the Badgers. I will go all in today. This is the turning point for the Wisconsin Badgers in the Luke Fickle era. They just demolished a very talented, well-coached team in Illinois, and that was not a fluke. Wisconsin could have won by a lot more. They dropped like three picks today. Three fumbles didn't bounce their way. This could have been an absolute bludgeoning, even worse than it was today. That was an emphatic, emphatic win for Luke Fickle. And you compare it to last year, how this team ended, where it looked like everyone quit. This team is getting better every week. Since that Ohio State loss, where it's like, oh boy, like no one cares anymore. This team just sucks. The defense starts showing up against Oregon. Since then, this unit has been one of the best in the country. The offense today, Jeff Grimes was in his absolute bag. Every aspect of this unit has gotten better. Nathaniel Vakos hit two field goals today. Offense, defense, special teams. The confidence has grown, and every unit has gotten better. They're playing harder, and that is how you evaluate a team. That's how Barry Alvarez says he evaluates coaches. Are they getting better? And today, they showed proof. Second-ranked win in the last 3 weeks. This team has vastly, vastly improved to the one we saw just 4 weeks ago.
This is beyond an A-plus effort for this team. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here, at recapping here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. The 27-10 win for Wisconsin, taking down 21st-ranked Illinois. The second win against a ranked opponent. Number two in the career as a Wisconsin coach for Luke Fickell. But Riley, we were talking about this too, is that this Wisconsin team, we knew how hard of a schedule it was, and to have six ranked teams on your schedule, there was a chance that this team could go 0-6. Now they're 2-4. They're going into great momentum with the Axe game, a huge rivalry game going into the road or going into Minnesota. And let's be honest, we all have our feelings against more so a PJ Fleck and how we feel going into this week. This builds a lot of momentum, but more so from the bigger picture, this is electric. We also want to hear from you out there. If you're staying up late, if you're not partying on Regent Street, down State Street, wherever the case is too, and you're listening to us, we hope you are, and we really appreciate it. We want to hear from you. 844-770-3776 on the Carbless Talk and text line. This is more. Man, Riley, I got to tell you, the chills are there, man. The every single thing is there, man. For you, though, too, lifelong Wisconsin kid. Mm-hmm. You've seen the program go through its up. You've seen it at its highest points, yeah, for sure. But also, you saw how the ebbs and flows. For me, like I said, I came in 2021. I'm feeling like this is a buzz for me. This is a big old high. But for you, though, as the Wisconsin kid, to see how this program, especially this year, has grown time and time and battled through a lot of adversity, the national headlines, they go and have that Washington upset, and it seems like they're trending in a better direction. Do you have more faith now in Luke Fickell in this program?
Oh, 100%. And I mean, I had faith in Luke Fickell at the lowest of lows.
You were catching a lot of heat for that when you put it out that week.
Yes,
I'm not going to lie. Look at this. Who would have thought?
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes. Thank you. And it's not on me. I was one of the many, and I think this is valid, back in that Maryland game specifically was, I think, the lowest of low for this Badgers team and for this Badgers program in decades and 30 years. We went straight back to the Don Morton eras, and I think Luke Fickell has done things, has performed as a coach in a way that deserved to be fired. But the resiliency of Luke Fickell and the belief in the athletic department that, no, we did not make a mistake. Yes, most other programs, Fickell would have been gone a long time ago. He might have been gone after last year. No, we are going to stay the course. This is our guy. We believe in him. And man, oh man, has this team responded. I've pretty much only seen Wisconsin ever be really good, yeah, at football. And so this has been hard to stomach the past couple of seasons for sure. And I know it's been even more so for the fans that lived through the Don Morton era, who lived through the 80s of just pure ineptitude. No one cared about football at this university. I know it's been more painful for them. It's been painful for all of us, and probably none more so than those players, those seniors who went through all of this, that coaching staff. Today, they played for each other. They played for the seniors. They played for a guy like Nizir Forcurine, who announced this week that he's officially the judge. He can't play this year. The judge isn't letting him. The NCAA isn't letting him. So he's going to work on preparing for the NFL draft. But he was on the sideline today. He was ready to go. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into this program. And I think the perfect embodiment of a Wisconsin Badger that was on display today was Daryl freaking Peterson. He has been a Wisconsin Badger since 2021. He was recruited by Paul Christ. He was there in a disappointing 2021 season, my freshman year. Me and Daryl, actually, now that I realize it, we're the same age. We came into school the same time.
I do remember something when we talked to Daryl Peterson, actually, in preseason for interviews. I remember specifically when you two were talking. He complimented you and said that you have the perfect voice in this. I got to put it out there. Riley Yauch has voice that is just smooth as all can be, smooth as butter, the golden voice. Riley Yauch, I got to tell you that.
Thank you.
That's coming from Daryl Peterson, too, man.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but
it's,
I really appreciate
Daryl
Peterson. Yeah, it's that kind of night. It's that kind of night. We're happy. It's awesome. The Badgers had their second ranked win. It's the first time since 2019 we've had two ranked wins in the season. This is amazing. And thank you, Daryl Peterson. I forgot that he complimented me on my voice. That was really funny. But it was great talking to him at the beginning of the season. I know everyone's going to want to talk to him this week because he has been here through the absolute dregs. He was here with Christ. He got recruited by Christ. He saw his guy get fired. He saw half a season of Jim Leonard, probably a guy he wanted to get hired. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but probably wanted Jim Leonard to continue coaching. He saw him get passed up for the head coaching spot. He saw Luke Fickell get hired. He decided, no, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to be a Wisconsin Badger, and I'm going to play my absolute ass off my entire career and work my way through the struggles. And look how it pays off. In his final game in a Wisconsin Badgers uniform, arguably his best game of his career. Six tackles, three sacks, three tackles for loss, two pass breakups, one forced fumble. He killed Luke Altmyer today.
Tough, nasty.
He destroyed him. Darrell Peterson, the perfect embodiment of a Wisconsin Badger, loyal to the core, wanted, didn't shy away from the difficulty, didn't shy away from the struggles, stuck with it under Crist, under Leonard, under Luke Fickell, and man, he was rewarded today.
I want to turn it to the other side of the ball and give a shout out to a hometown kid of mine, a guy I've been rooting for this entire time, a hometown kid, Darian Dupree, too, because we talk about the seniors, we talk about how they balled out. This is their final time to do that at Camp Randall, and man, they really showed out. But the flip-flop of why you feel so good about this program is because of the young guys and how they balled out as well. Darian Dupree, true sophomore, 131 yards on 17 carries, two touchdowns, 84 yards. You, myself, and Owen Dimple, who is also here at the Everlight Solar Studio producing this show, and man, we were jumping for joy.
Yes.
We were jumping for joy as soon as he saw Pater well ahead of him, man. We were just
60
saying,
yards of green grass.
So shout-out. Fellow Mount Carmel High School alum. They're going to state, too, by the way.
Wow.
Wanted to share that news. So a big day for the Mount Carmel Caravan. Love seeing Darian Dupree ball out because, man, that's just going to be the beginning. And this whole running back room, too, unfortunately, it really feels like every room in general has gone through its injuries. And that's another thing to point out to Jeff Grimes, the fact that they were able to – the fact that he's able to do what he is doing now – with this offense, with so many different moving parts. The offensive line, this was their fourth. This unit of the offensive line, I saw this during the broadcast, was that this was the fourth straight start that this offensive unit had. And I want to say that they've had seven different rotations or something like that. At least it feels like seven different rotations at the very least. So the fact that they are finally finding that consistency with 1 week to go, even if you don't make it to a bowl game, it is what it is, unfortunately. That's a little bit of a bummer. But if you end this season on a high note next week and bring back the axe, hey, you know what? Moral victories only carry so far, but it's much more than a moral victory. This is a victory that carries over into that season, into spring ball, into the recruiting transfer portal era. All those things, man. What is next? What could be? What kind of momentum does this give Wisconsin and the football program?
Yeah, it's going to come down to roster retention coming next year, but I feel like that's more of a conversation for after Wisconsin just destroys and annihilates Minnesota next week 70-0. But you mentioned Darian Dupree. He came into this season with very high expectations. We heard all offseason how good he was. He was primed for the next step. This backfield with Dylan Jones and himself, it was going to be fantastic. It was going to be dynamic. It was going to be fun. It was going to be back to the Wisconsin running back rooms of yore back in the day. And it didn't turn out how he had hoped. He struggled. It didn't look like he never really found his footing this season. And then he got hurt and he was out for multiple weeks. Then even the past couple weeks when he's played, he's been on snap counts. Last week with Atuka going down, he was kind of forced into action a little bit more than expected. But then today he ran with conviction. Man, 131 yards, two touchdowns. It's Wisconsin's first 100-yard rusher since Tui Walker against Northwestern last year. This is the first time this season, week 13, that Wisconsin has had a running back run for 20-plus yards, that has had a 20-plus yard run. He had an 84-yard run today on that touchdown scamper. Like, this was a performance to behold. He was running violent, he was running angry, and that we haven't seen it from him so far this year. So everyone just seems to be clicking at the right time. The offense is moving. The confidence seems to have been increased across the board. Jeff Grimes is getting more creative with how he's utilizing Tretch Kekahuna, Tyrell Henry, Dekel Crowdis we saw today, and Dupree as the linchpin. It just gives you so much optimism and so much hope for what this offense could be. And this team as a whole moving forward.
We have our first call on the Carbless Talking text line, a special one to kick off this this evening, a late night for us. We have Riley, your father, Pat Yauch, on the line, joining us on the Carbless Talking text
line. He was a participant on Scotty Says today. Dad just wanted some extra airtime, huh?
Hey, he's back. Welcome to Wisconsin College Game Day, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm just super excited, you know? Super excited tonight. Probably the biggest thing that I noticed tonight, and I have to say this, is the first person out there to celebrate with the guy that basically took his job was Hunter Simmons. Mm. If you don't That's have a awesome. Team culture, you got a team culture that where this dude runs out there and hugs the quarterback that basically took his spot, you got some good things going on. And, you know, I'm just going to say this right now. I know that Riley has been, he's been on the fickle train, but I'm telling you right now, if you want somebody to get through adversity, you take a wrestling coach, man. You get a wrestler. You know, and I'm biased because I'm a wrestler. I'm a wrestling coach. But you get a wrestling coach out there like Luke Fickle, and you're going to have good things going on. But the big thing with Hunter Simmons coming out there, he's the first guy out there to celebrate that victory. You got a good culture there. The future is bright. That's what I see right there.
That's a fantastic observation, Dad. And what he didn't mention, he is biased, of course, as a wrestling coach, but he's also a state champion wrestling coach. He knows how to win. He knows what winners look like. And his your whole philosophy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Dad, but is on building good culture. You're trying to build young men, and now that with the growth of women's wrestling, young men and young women into better people each and every day, forming them, coaching them, making them better wrestlers, making them better people. And if anyone could see a good culture, I'd trust your judgment. And I think that's such a good, again, a good observation. Like, Hunter Simmons has no reason to be happy for Carter Smith. Like, it'd be so easy, and I think we would have seen this last year with this Wisconsin Badgers team. Everyone, a lot of mercenaries. And in this new era of college football, everyone's looking out for number one.
Everybody
looking
felt
out
flat.
For me.
Felt very
I'm
flat.
Trying to get mine. I'm putting out tape so my next team can give me a bag. Hunter Simmons came from SIUE. He blew his opportunity. I gave him a ton of crap for how he performed. He performed terribly against Iowa and in most of his starts this season. But for a guy like that who got a big opportunity, got a big break, fell short, and then was replaced in embarrassing fashion, to still be with it and still be supporting and helping in the development of the future of this program. This guy's been here for 1 year, and he's invested in the success of the Wisconsin Badgers. Don't tell me the players don't love Luke Fickle. Don't tell me the players don't love it here at Wisconsin. That is clear, and thank you for pointing that out.
Papa Yauch, I got something for you. Yep. From the coach's mindset, yeah, too, I want to ask you, because, again, we talked about this a little bit, how the season went through its ups and downs. I mean, it's trending in a very good direction upward. But as a coach, when you see facing adversity, when you see going on the tough times, leaning on each other, how proud are you to see that this Wisconsin Badger team has been doing that, has been proving that they are able to lean on each other? They're not giving up. Like, again, it's we're not trying to put the blame game on last season, but it did feel like that there was a little bit of a flat energy towards the end of last season, and were guys giving it their all? Like, it felt like that was in question, whereas this time around, they knew it was a tough schedule, they knew that there was going to be a high mountain to climb, and they are climbing that arm in arm, hand in hand together, and making sure that no man is left behind. Your reactions to that?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a Badger too. Like, I graduated in 96. I saw when we sucked. Like, my whole life, my whole young life, we sucked. And then I was there, you know, we were there for the first, you know, return to the Rose Bowl and all that stuff. So, like, you know, seeing the struggles was heartbreaking. And I think as an alumni, especially from my era, I can tell you that it was difficult to see, you know. And again, like, Jim Leonard, I love that guy. Like, he's the epitome of everything Wisconsin football and the state of Wisconsin was about. But at the same time, I see Luke Fickle come in and I'm like, wrestler, I'm down with that. I love that stuff. And so So it was that the whole thing was, it was like a conflict of interest the whole time. But the truth is, what we've seen is a team that has fought back from adversity. And I love the fact that the young guys seem like they are ready. They're committed already, and they're ready to take this thing to a new level. So I just think it is time to believe in Luke Fickell. And I'm not just saying that because my kid says it all the time, even though, you know, he's got a lot of trouble for it. You know, maybe I taught him too well. I don't know. Maybe loyalty is too big a thing for me, but I just think I think that we can take a breath and we can take that axe back and move into the next year and into the future feeling pretty good about it. And that's exciting to me.
Yeah. Damn right, Dad. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for calling in. This was fun. Glad. I know you told me you were going
to
call in. Thank you for doing it. You couldn't have picked a better game, because this team has had every opportunity to quit this season. This is, by every metric, the hardest schedule in college football. You said it, Pablo. Six ranked teams on the schedule. Yes, exactly. They're fourth in a row they played tonight. They could have easily phoned it in. Nope, we suck. The schedule's too hard. We're going nowhere under Fickell. He's going to get canned at the end of the season. Let's just move on. I'm going to start looking elsewhere. I'm going to have my agent start talking to people. I'm out. And I haven't seen a single player on this roster quit or give up. They have faced the lowest of lows. They have faced rock bottom potentially in the history of Wisconsin football, and they decided that they were going to be the team that picked themselves up off the canvas and rally. And man, oh man, have they rallied. They have come out swinging. And like you said, Dad, the future is looking very, very bright for this Wisconsin Badgers squad. Yep. I can't wait. This was a fun game to watch. I'm finally excited. I am fired up to watch us beat the ever-loving tar out of the Golden Gophers next week. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to be chopping down the goalposts at TCF Bank Stadium. It'll be a sight to see, as this was certainly a sight. First step was beating Bielema. Now Fleck is in our sights.
Yep. I'm telling you get a wrestler. You get a wrestler to lead you, you're going to be in good shape. It might take a bit, but you're going to get there. Guaranteed.
You got to stick with it. You got to stay. Well, how many rounds is it again in high school wrestling? It's three, right?
Yep, three periods.
Three periods. There it is. All right. You can tell I'm a wrestling novice out here, so I will wholeheartedly admit that.
Did you say Mount Carmel? Hey, Mount Carmel, they're tough. That Mount Carmel's tough. I heard you mention them before.
Those are my boys.
You got to strap it on when you go against Mount Carmel.
Yeah. No, I did not wrestle, but we do have a good, rich wrestling culture out there. So, hey, it's good to know.
For sure.
It's good to know that Mount Carmel wrestling also has a good reputation, too. Well,
absolutely.
Papa Yelk, appreciate you calling in here on the Carpless Talking text line. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Appreciate you, Dad.
Anytime.
I'll see you at Thanksgiving.
Well, we're certainly thankful for a lot of that. And again, you can call it on the Carbless Talking text line, 844-770-3776. Let us know how you feel about Wisconsin. We're about to put out a poll. Do you believe Wisconsin football is back? That'll be on, you can find us on Twitter or the X poll, whatever we want to call it. Yes or no, straightforward question. I think we feel like we know what that answer is. Before we take a quick breather, I want to tell you that ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day is presented by Coors Light. When you need to refresh on game day, choose a beer that's as cold as the Rockies, cold filtered, cold lagered, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. When the mountains are blue, Riley, you know what to do.
And that's crush a Coors Light.
The 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Man, oh man, 27-10 as we're looking at Brett Bielema talking to the post-game media right now. He don't look too happy at the moment. 27-10, Wisconsin.
Little Bert sad.
Hashtag karma, and it don't feel good.
I can't wait to listen back to both Fickell's press conference and Brett Bielema. He looks like you just kicked his puppy in the face right now.
Tell.
He is so downtrodden. This is beautiful.
Red-nosed right now. You can tell. There's a lot of emotion behind that and trying to hold some things back. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Young, Owen Dimple back here at the old Everlight Solar Studio producing for us. We always appreciate everything that you do, Owen. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Young here once again. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, brewed by Coors Light.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
The last jump around at 2025. We were getting videos left and right from all of our teammates in the stadium. And the last one delivered of 2025 in a big way. 27-10. The final score, Wisconsin taking down number 21, Illinois. I'm Pablo Iglesias. He is Riley Young. And this is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day, live from the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. And Riley, the vibes are high. I know we're chilling right now in the studio, but I can't imagine what it is like right now. I mean, what State Street probably looks like. I feel like that Halloween couldn't even hold up a candle with what the vibes are probably like right now on that campus.
No, and right before Thanksgiving too. So you know all the students want to get their partying out. They're done with exams probably for a week or so, probably until finals for most classes. So this is an entirely free weekend. You could see on the field storm, there are so many more students. The crowd was full, which is beautiful to see. The field was almost entirely full, shoulder to shoulder, body to body. It was fantastic. State Street is going to be absolutely ballistic on the TV right now. They're showing the Badgers win tweet for the seniors. You got Charlie Jarvis as the face of the tweet.
Let me ask you.
Name, if anyone, there's no way.
There's no way.
No way. You're lying if you tell me you knew who the heck Charlie Jarvis was coming into this game. And he had one of the bigger plays of the night on a muffed punt or attempt by Illinois. He just came screaming off the edge, lowered the boom. It looked like he hurt the punter on the play. And we knew that this defense and, I guess, special teams had to step up if the Badgers wanted to win. I think the offense far exceeded anyone's expectations today with what they were able to do. They finally had a home run hit by Darion Dupree, which I'm sure we'll talk more about the offense later.
100%.
But this defense needed to force turnovers, they needed to cause havoc, and they needed to make their presence felt if Wisconsin wanted to win this game. And boy, oh boy, did they make their presence felt today.
The Barry Alvarez-ism, winning heals the soul for sure, or winning heals all things, essentially. And talking about the defense, Riley, we will take a look at the numbers at where they held Illinois, because I'm sure now it's got to be the last four opponents. But before that, coming into this game, Wisconsin holding its last three opponents in Oregon, Washington, and Indiana under their season averages for rushing yards and total yards. That's pure dominance on the defensive side. And I know we've had a little bit of our struggles and our troubles back and forth. We've talked to other teammates, too, about Mike Tressel's defense and whether or not this thing's actually going to work out. But you know what? It seems like things are clicking. It seems like things are looking really good for this defense. And Darryl Peterson, a guy who goes out and balls out on senior day. Christian Allegro, a man who only has one healthy hand. He's got a club on his left hand. It's got to be at least 10 pounds on that thing. He doesn't care. He's going out and getting that fourth down tackle. You love to see the commitment from this defense. You love to see that, again, everybody's locked in arm in arm. They don't care what, as long as they get the job done, it doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be this flashy way of doing it. But ultimately, that's what a Wisconsin win is. That's what Wisconsin football is, if you ask me. It doesn't matter how sexy of a win you do it, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you win. Winning ugly, it's still winning. Today was not an ugly win. It was a beautiful win, though. As I said, it's an A+, beyond A+ effort. This was how you played complimentary football. But going back to the defense, that is that I don't know how else to say it, man. That's just Wisconsin football at its peak. That is, if you can keep building off of this, the defense, man, you know exactly what happens when a Wisconsin defense is feared and revered, and we saw a prime example of what that could do, and then some for the rest of this year.
Yeah, and this defense, I brought up the identity in the first segment of the show, violence. And how has that identity been established? By this defense causing violence. And this week especially, we hadn't really seen any violence from the offense, but today we saw some violence from the offense. They picked up what the defense was putting down, and I want to give you one stat here that I think really encapsulates the improvement of Mike Tressel's units.
Lay it on me.
They had 12 sacks in their first seven games, which was, I think, near the bottom of the FBS. Not great. You're averaging just over one sack a game, maybe 1.5 sacks a game, which is not great. You're probably not causing much pressure. You're not really distressing the quarterback at all. So 12 sacks in the first seven games for the Wisconsin Badgers. In the last four games, they have had 17 sacks. That is insane. They're averaging over four sacks a game in their last four games. They are getting to the quarterback. Altmaier was dead on arrival at the end of that game. You saw him. He had bandages all over his knees. He could barely move by the time the game was over. Darryl Peterson had three sacks. Christian Allegro had a sack. Charlie Jarvis, they credit him. Oh, no, that's the TFL. Pardon me. Christian Allegro, Mason Reiger, another senior with the big sack. This defense, and I said this, and I think people were giving me crap for this too, but that's the job. I think against Oregon, like this defense flipped a switch against Oregon. And these last four games, all against ranked teams, against the best offensive lines in the country, they have turned it up. They have been playing with another level. And distressing the quarterback, getting him uncomfortable, is how you win games. Luke Altmaier, I called him Drew Altmaier in the pregame show. I don't know where I got Drew from, but he played like a Drew Altmaier today. He did not play well because he was uncomfortable, constantly having to move off his spot. I didn't like it. It was frustrating. Because when he's perfectly healthy, his scrambling ability is really annoying and tough to deal with for a defense. By the end of the game, he couldn't scramble anymore because this defense was beating him to death every single play. And even when he was getting the ball out, he was getting hit. This team, they've been causing more pressure. Credit to Mike Tressel for dialing up more exotic pressures, and credit to the effort from this defense led by Darryl Peterson, led by Mason Reiger, led by Christian Allegro. We have given so many flowers to Mason Posa and Cooper Catalano, deservedly so. The young freshman linebackers, I think, kind of kick-started the charge on this defense. They brought the first juice, the first glimpses of electricity. But man, oh man, have these seniors responded, and they took charge today on senior night, which is beautiful to see.
50 total tackles from this team. And you want to know how many guys are listed on that list, Riley?
How many?
19. 19 different guys recorded a tackle today. You had 19 different guys contributing on the defense. Absolutely insane. Unfortunately, Sebastian Cheeks is on this list, but he has no tackles but two QB hits. So, still, this defense was effective as all could be. 844-770-3776. The Cardinals talk and text line. List is more. Pablo Iglesias here with Riley Alk. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. We got a text out here, too. Jason needs to let Tausch know that I have an autographed Dane helmet in pristine condition that he could also use for Michelle Smallman. If they need.
For those who don't know, if you weren't listening to the pregame show today, Evan Cohen and Michelle Smallman. Evan Cohen, the UW alum, the WSUM alum, the Wisconsin Badger. But Michelle Smallman, who's a graduate of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, the Fighting Illini, the loser of today's game was going to have to wear a football helmet of the opposing team for an hour of their show on Sportsmanlike, which you can hear 5 to 9 a.m. every weekday morning here on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You can also see our studio,
hour.
Too, ESPN2 and ESPNU
exactly.
On the Fridays
on
episode.
TV.
That
on
was
TV
pretty legit.
It was pretty sick. For their show, for an hour, on television, on the radio, Michelle Smallman is now going to have to wear Mark Tauscher's old football helmet.
A used helmet.
From the 1990s. That is sensational. I am so excited to see that. It's going to be cinema. Michelle Smallman had arranged with Coach Bielema and Illinois for like a brand new helmet to be used for Evan if Illinois won. But as they say, I guess we'll never know. So Michelle Smallman is going to have to wear Mark Tauscher's football helmet next week, which that'll be hilarious.
Some inside baseball. I am trying to get Evan Cohen on here, so hopefully we do get him. Fingers crossed. Sounds like he's available and probably ready to gloat a little bit to his teammates over there on Sportsmanlike. And you know what? Why not? And I know I know Smalls had said too that she was hoping that jump around was going to be okay, because a lot of people had said to her, she mentioned this actually on Sportsman Like That, people were unfortunately apologizing to her, saying, "Oh man, I wish you could see Wisconsin when Wisconsin's through the roof, and jump around is so much fun when we're good." Well, goodness, she got a good jump around today.
That she did. And Wisconsin played very, very well today. And this is a down year. Parker Dutcher in the YouTube comments, isn't fully sold yet. He doesn't think the Badgers are back. And even though it's been a down year, that's what the environment looked like for senior night in a rough year for the Wisconsin Badgers. So I think Michelle Smallman still ended up getting her money's worth today, which is fantastic to see.
You love to see it. And now joining us, we don't have to speculate anymore. We can ask from a first-person type of view. Evan Cohen, our proud UW alum, is joining us now here on the Carbless Talking Text Line, host of Unsportsmanlike. Evco, what's going on, man? How big of an upset was this, and how Small's doing right now?
Oh, she was so annoyed. It was so great walking out of that stadium tonight. And she was coming up with excuse after excuse, because then she started to do this spin. Well, every time we've been to games this year as a show, the home team wins. So actually, I'm the reason Wisconsin won. I mean, the spin was just utterly ridiculous. What a game. You know, guys, I bounced around during the course of the game because Wisconsin was great and gave us, like, field passes before the game. So we were on the field. And everybody was in good spirits on that Illinois side, because Coach Bielema, and I appreciate this, came up to us and came kind of running over and saw us and gave us a hug and the whole deal. We were talking about all different kinds of things. He was very relaxed. And, you know, I'm sure that he thought that they were going to win tonight. And there was a part of me that I was on the verge of saying to him, "Hey, take it easy on us tonight." But you know what? I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't. Because then I made that. Yeah, didn't do it.
Don't show him the hand.
My way up to the press box. And then I sat with Lepe and Tausch during the first quarter, and a lengthy drive, what 16 plays or whatever it was?
Nine and a half minutes.
Yep, 16 plays, nine and a half minutes.
Huge. That was huge, I thought, because it just totally took the life out of Illinois in terms of, like, any rhythm on offense, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then I went over with our buddy Nestor in his suite. He was great and had us there. And that was towards the end of the second quarter into halftime. And then we're walking around. I go back in the third quarter. There's a huge run. I hope I'm getting my timeline right on this. Mm-hmm. But the huge run with 80-some-odd yards, which is unbelievable. And then I thought just the play that was awesome for me was the punt. On the special teams, just pummeling the punter. And, you know, just that to me was really important, because that was just a heads-up play by us. And obviously, Coach Bielema is an awesome special teams coach, and that's so much of what he's known for. And we kind of outdid them there. I mean, just every which way. And I'm going to go, the defense was great, as we know, and the defense has been great with all the sacks over the last 3 weeks. But there's been something going on here with Carter Smith. I know that, you know, it's one of those, the numbers may not look good if you didn't see the game, but being at the game, and obviously you guys saw it, it just felt like Carter Smith kind of has given them something here. Even like that little play late, or that little screen pass for the first down, what, on third and 14, was it, if I'm not mistaken? I thought that was huge. I just, you know, even trying to get off the double, you know, the trickery that was not a catch that he thought was when he got knocked to the ground. He just made good plays. And he's not spectacular, but he made smart plays, and I like him. I'm excited. This was a great night all around, guys.
A great night for sure. He's Evan Cohen. You can hear him on Sportsmanlike weekdays from 5 to 9 here on 100.5 ESPN. Proud to have him on here, and just love that. I know that this was a big weekend for you. You were really excited to just be here in Madison, and you talked about how electric it is, how fun it is to be around everybody. You talked about Carter Smith and the how the juice that he brings. A couple weeks ago, when he came into the Washington game, the word I used, Evan, was effective, and just the impact that he made. Again, he wasn't flashy, to your point. So the big question that we've been talking about on the jump around, which you can hear with myself and Jim Rutledge and Riley Yauch, well-produced show, thank you to the work that Riley does on Thursdays on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel on Thursdays, is do you stick with Carter Smith? What do you do for the future now? Because, again, you want to take it week by week. You still want to take care of Minnesota, but Your view on do you believe that Carter Smith should be the guy that Wisconsin rolls with at quarterback for the future? Because he is young, but there is that big upside. I want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I would. I mean, Pablo, is it a question that they wouldn't, you think?
No, I guess it's just
Jim Rutledge is convinced that they need to attack the portal, spend the money, get the best possible quarterback you can afford in the portal, because next year's make or break for Fickell, make or break for McIntosh. You cannot rely on a true sophomore quarterback who we don't know how he'll develop over the offseason, even though we have seen lots of positive growth just over the past 3 weeks.
So. I don't think it's a question, I don't think it's a maybe not. I say why not roll with it, because again, yes, it is a risk, but I'm with it because, again, the confidence that he shows with fifth-year seniors saying that this guy goes into huddles and acts like that in the best way. He has that confidence. He has that swagger to him. He does this just, you know, in the best way, where he is proving himself at such a young level that he's only going to get better. He's only going to grow more. He's only going to mature. And I've even heard it, too, after the Washington win. He said, it doesn't matter how we win. All that matters is that I can help my team win in any way possible. So, again, for me, I say it's a no-brainer.
I tend to agree. That's not to say don't bring in someone else or don't have somebody else ready to go or whatever it may be, or not, you know, just ignore the quarterback position. But, I mean, what I saw from him tonight was that moxie. You know, I don't want to go cliche, but he feels like a gamer. There were little times where it's like, all right, just take the 6 yards on the run, which he did. There was one play to a tight end on the left side of the field from where I was sitting that I was impressed. He could have thrown it about a second earlier. But, like, I like the quarterbacks that don't make mistakes. I'm risk-averse from a quarterback position. I like the idea of, if you have to throw it away, throw it away. A drive can end in a punt. That's not the worst thing in the world. And I've seen enough from this young man. Here's the way I would do it, okay? Let's look at it this way, guys. Let's pretend this was anywhere between 1998 and 2002 when I was a student at the University of Wisconsin. Mm. If Carter Smith came on like this at the end of the season, would there be any doubt who the starting quarterback would be next year?
No. No. Not at all.
No. Because of the fact that we're in the NIL era, we're always assuming we can upgrade. And I think the way to upgrade is to make sure he has all kinds of protection on the offensive line, make sure the running game is great. And that's, to me, the version of the upgrade that I want to see. Like, I've seen enough to be excited about this kid. Like, why would we not, like, dive into this here? And if we have money to spend, maybe spend it to protect him and give him weapons if need be, and continue to strengthen the defense. I like what I've seen.
Yeah.
He feels like he should be the guy.
Yeah, and you know how expensive quarterbacks are in this NIL era. You have so much money. If Ted Kellner is correct and they're going to invest significantly more into the football program, Chris McIntosh said that as well, you can spend so much more money on every other position and really strengthen the surrounding cast for Carter Smith if he ends up being the guy. But, Evan, broadening the scope here a little bit, talked about Carter Smith's growth and what we've seen from him. Barry Alvarez says he evaluated coaches based on growth throughout the season and how they improved throughout the season. Am I crazy to say that this team has grown expeditiously, like exponentially, since we last talked to you after the Maryland game? Like, the amount of growth is staggering we've seen since then, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question. I mean, I think that there was a point, I want to say going into the Maryland game, you guys are going to have to correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I believe Ben Brust on KBN said if they don't win against Maryland, there may not be another win this season. And now, and by the way, when Ben said that, I didn't think that that was too far off. And now, in what, back-to-back games, they've won against ranked teams, top 25 teams. I think it's impossible to say that they're not getting better. They're obviously leaning into really young players that have a chance to be here for years to come, like Carter Smith and others. And I think that that's kind of probably just a lot of guys are playing ahead of schedule. But if the guys that were playing on time weren't actually performing, the guys that are playing ahead of schedule are the ones that Coach Fickell is clearly getting the most out of. And he's making them look good, and they're making him look good. So I think that you're right. I think that they have definitely improved as the season progresses. And what now? What are they, 4-7? Am I getting that right?
Yep,
4-7, yep.
So if they win against Minnesota, we're talking 5-7. Is that good? No. Is that acceptable? No. Mm-hmm. Is it an utter embarrassment? week to week it was, but on the whole, 10 years from now, we may look at this season and say, yeah, that was a down year, but maybe it started something versus an embarrassment of a year.
You know, Evan Cohen here from Unsportsmanlike, you can hear him again 5 to 9, excuse me, on weekdays here on 100.5 ESPN. Proud UW alum, too. Very happy to have him here. Evan, you made a great point there, and I want to ask you, a win like this, again, this is also the second-ranked win. Riley and I were going through the schedule. This team had 6 ranked teams on its schedule. I feel like that's been the headline on and on the offseason that, oh, how are they going to do in the schedule? How are they going to do facing all these ranked teams? For them to have 2 wins is very nice right here. But a win like this, too, what does this do for the future of the program, the brand identity? It's still up in the air, and there's still a lot of work that Luke Fickell, Chris McIntosh, and even Chancellor Mnookin, you know, everybody needs to do in terms of fixing this brand and what it looks like now. But what does tonight do in your eyes as an alum, as somebody who's very proud to be a Wisconsin Badger? What is the aftermath and what are the effects that a win like this does?
Yeah, I would say that it really goes back to the question that we discussed just a couple of minutes ago. Does a win like this solidify Carter Smith's role for next year? Mm-hmm. Because that, to me, is what you're really talking about here. That's really whether or not they could actually use this to build for the future, because if you basically have, what, a sophomore quarterback next year? What is he technically going to be a sophomore next year? Or, I thought Jim said the other day that he's not even qualified to be a freshman, right? Because it's a low number of games?
Yes. So since he'll have only played 4 games, he can still redshirt this season. So next year, he will be still a redshirt freshman, technically. He will still have 4 years of eligibility next year, starting next year.
Yeah, so that's why I said that's what the excitement is. That, like, okay, do they have that locked up? Do they have this wild pass rush that we've seen over the last few weeks? And is that the strength of the team? And obviously Coach Fickell, that's his specialty, right? Defensive line, I would assume. It's kind of where you would lean there. So I think what tonight and last week shows you is, okay, there's a basis for success here. Rush the passer, get after the passer, play really good defense, have that quarterback with a little juice and moxie to him that may not throw the ball 100 times a game, but okay, fine. If he's handing the ball off, the running backs are getting holes that are going to allow them to do what they did, right? And Darian Dupree tonight, 17, 131, 2 touchdowns. I mean, are we kidding here? I mean, that's amazing. Right, when you're looking at that. And I know obviously it was an 84-yard run as part of it, but still. I mean, I think that, and by the way, the wide receivers were blocking. You had, what, T.Y. Hilton's kid, Eugene was in the mix a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's stuff happening over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, you feel better about the program right now.
Yeah, and I feel like this is something tangible you can finally sell to recruits and to alumni and to boosters. And Evan, when you joined us last against Maryland, you said that what Fickell needs to do, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but if I remember correctly, you said that Fickell needs to go back to a grassroots approach to try and get buyback, or to get this alumni base, the boosters, the supporters of Wisconsin football, the fans, to buy back in. Get out, shake hands, kiss babies. We've now seen, finally, positive developments on the field. Is that the biggest thing still lacking, in your opinion, from the Luke Fickell tenure? And if so, are you still of the opinion that that is how he should approach this offseason from a non-football perspective?
Walk me through, what is your dream scenario for Fickell this offseason, then? In this hypothetical, what do you want? If the season ends, let's hope they beat Minnesota, they go 5-7. Yep. What do you want them to do?
Yeah, I think, are you talking off the football? Are you talking with, like, who you should go attack after for NIL, or with how you should approach garnering fan support?
No, just the overall approach. Specific transfers or anything like that. Overall approach.
Yeah, I think I agree with what you said back after the Maryland game, and I think that is I think that's the biggest area in which he's been lacking. I think he needs to get the biggest supporters of this university on his side. He needs to go out. We've saw a job posting for a liaison for someone to go out, build relationships with high school coaches, build relationships with fans and alumni throughout the state of Wisconsin. I think Luke Fickell, in a dream scenario, go 5-7, finally people are starting to see the vision. They have a little belief. And Luke Fickell himself goes out there, meets these coaches, meets these people, builds good PR. I understand it's extra work. I understand maybe that's not his strong suit. But I want to see him go put in the extra effort to do it. Wisconsin is a different place. Wisconsin is a unique place. Wisconsin is a very special place where we care so deeply about loyalty, about someone coming in, if they're an outsider, becoming one of us, so to speak, becoming a Wisconsin guy. I want to see videos of Luke Fickell going crushing brats with guys at a bar up in the north woods of Wisconsin, going hunting with some guys. Deer season just opened up today. Obviously, that schedule doesn't really work out, but I'd love to see him just go do that. Become a Wisconsin guy. Take this offseason, become a Wisconsin guy, and then next year, if this success continues, if the investment pays off, I think just about everyone in this state, in this alumni base, in this fan base, we'll be back on the Luke Fickell train, and we'll be feeling much better about where this program is at and where it's heading.
Yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. I think that that is what needs to happen now in terms of being out and about, being seen and heard all across the state. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, this recent success triggers the ability to do that. Like, maybe we haven't focused on the human element of it, of like, you know, while this is what you're supposed to do, maybe he is just distraught by all of the losing and the program that he thought he was going to build, and then having to go out and about and see these people who are not going to be happy with him. And why do you want to do that emotionally and mentally? Well, now, you know, if he were to all of a sudden make an appearance somewhere on Monday, you know, like, go show up to Wilde and Tausch on Monday morning, mm-hmm. right? Just walk in the studio. All right, guys, what's up? And, you know, like, now's the time. Now is the time, because maybe there was a little bit of shyness and reservation about, you know, having to be peppered with all the negative questions. Well, now, sure, you're going to have to ask about his future, but at the same time, there is also the idea of asking about, like, how did you just destroy Illinois the way you did? How did you beat a ranked Washington team the way you did? Like, now he could potentially go out into the community and meet and greet and shake hands and kiss the babies, the whole deal, off of wins. So take advantage of it.
Evco, one more before we let you go here. I know you probably got an early flight out to New York, and then you got to jump onto it. Sports, I'm like very excited to hear Monday's episode. Before you get going, I know that we had you on the jump around too earlier in the week. You can go back and listen to that interview. I felt like that there was going to be more juice too, because the last time Brett was in the building, that was a big loss that he handed to Wisconsin, and a tailspin was a great way that Adam Mertz described what that loss was and what it did to the program from there. So just a lot of juice, a lot of good energy. You kind of want to get your vibes on what it was like being around there, and truly, what do you think from this whole weekend, from getting back to visit Madison, to get to be here, to get to live through this, and for this to be that exclamation point? What do you think you're going to remember the most from this trip, Evan?
Well, I mean, certainly Wisconsin winning, and small time to wear a Wisconsin helmet on the show at some point over the next few weeks. I mean, that's a great one, and talking all the junk leading into this game. But I mean, just the way that Madison always has taken care of us on our show, and I love Madison so much, and it means so much to me. And walking around State Street today and being at ESPN Madison on Friday doing the show from there, which was amazing, being at the big ESPN Madison event that we had last night at Buck and Honey's with Tausch and LePay and my professor, Professor Hoyt, who was able to come by there. You know, it's just been an amazing week. WSUM, the student radio station where Riley worked as well, and I worked, and having the opportunity to speak to all the kids there, and then getting the tour of Camp Randall and being on the field before the game and talking with Coach Bielema. I just think it's been an amazing weekend for us. We are both, Smalls and I are both so lucky to have had this opportunity for our schools to play. And you know, she had never been to a game at Camp Randall to see all the jump around and the great fans that were there, and just the parties. Obviously, Wisconsin College Game Day with ESPN Madison beforehand, which we went on, obviously, with Riley and Brad and Mertz. And it's been an amazing few days, and we are so fortunate to be a part of it. And Madison still is the greatest town in the world, and University of Wisconsin is the best school in the world. So nothing has changed in the 20-plus years since I went to school.
Damn right.
Well, we love having you on here, Evan, and we loved having you out here this weekend. Love that you're always supporting the Badgers. Appreciate your time. He is Evan Cohen. You can hear him on Unsportsmanlike 5 to 9 weekdays here on 100.5 ESPN. And also, you can see him on ESPN2 and ESPNU. Excited to see whenever Smalls puts on that helmet, Evan. Safe travels back to New York. We appreciate it. Thanks again for your time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, and on Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin,
Wisconsin
for
thank
sure.
You.
Man, oh man. Great, great time. Good vibes across the board. By the way, if you are looking for a reliable roofing and home restoration company in Wisconsin, Badgerland Exteriors is here to help. Residential and commercial roofing, siding, and solar, Badgerland Exteriors has you covered. Visit BadgerlandExteriors.com to get started today on your next project. Evan Cohen just joining us here. If you want to call and talk here on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 844-770-3776. The vibes are high here on a Saturday night here at the Everlight Solar Studio. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch, this is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
That bad, bad Wisconsin team is back, baby.
The Badgers.
Or at least, I don't know. Our ESPN Madison Twitter poll right now after the 27-10 upset over number 21 Illinois. Do you believe Wisconsin football is back? We are asking you on Twitter. Only 48%. It's narrow. 48% say yes. The other 52%, we got to do some work at trying to convince you. Canopy Wealth Management carries a long-standing tradition of working in the best interest of their clients every day. The team at Canopy emphasizes building local relationships and believes that values matter and strengthen their communities. At Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't just a tagline, it is a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here live at the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. The 27-10 win, a convincing win, too. We saw the ranked win against Washington. This one just felt different, though. This is a way that you end the season, or at the home slate, I should say. Next week, you end the season with a potential win in that Axe game. There's a lot more juice than normal going into this, especially over the last few years. It feels like that in the best way. You have good positive energy because Luke Fickell's first season, let's look at this, not to get too ahead of what the Axe game looks like, still want to talk about the big picture of this program as well, but hey, there was some pressure. Get the Axe back. I think it was a two-game losing streak at the time or something like that when Luke Fickell's first season going into the Axe game. So, hey, that felt good. But then the next season, you fall flat there. And it wasn't a good situation last year where it just like felt like everybody was giving up in that case at home. So this is a good redemption time. But overall, 5-7, if you can win next week, Riley, I feel like it's a win. I know that this has been a weird season. This has been a season where, again, you're down in the dumps. We have been at the lowest of lows in recent Wisconsin history. Many are saying, too, that we talked with feeling like that this is pretty close, if not very comparable, to the Don Morton era. And it's tough. There's still a lot of things that this program needs to do in the offseason. Ted Kellner, too, on Kyle Brust and Norton joining the Homer Hour, too, on ESPN Milwaukee, saying that they were not doing enough in terms of how they operated from a budget standpoint. So from that side, from the behind-the-scenes aspect and trying to pump more money into this team in this new era, in the nil era, as Ted Kellner put it. The nil era. The nil era. Trying to jump in and trying to make this team better, trying to bring Wisconsin football truly back. Again, I know a 5-7 season is not sexy. It's tough to look at that right now. 4-7, though, right now, based off of how we thought this season was going to go after the Maryland loss, I feel like 5-7 is an ultimate win based off of how this entire season went. I should say.
If you look at it on the surface, and if you look at the season as a whole, is a 5-7 season a success? No, not at all. No. That is not the standard for Wisconsin football. Is it, like Evan Cohen said, is it a total embarrassment? No. Is it nearly as bad as we thought this season was going to be halfway through? Not even close. So I understand the hesitation for some folks to say that Wisconsin is back. But if you're not willing to say Wisconsin is back just because of how poor stretches were during the season, that's fair. I'll give that to you. However, I don't think there's a single fan out there that can admit with a straight face Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badgers have not turned a corner this season. They 100% have. And if you disagree with that, you're insane. This team has clearly taken a has turned a corner. They just thumped the 21st ranked team in the land. This is their sixth ranked opponent, their fourth in a row. We've said it. They've had every reason, every opportunity to give up, and they haven't. And they rallied, and they've stuck together, and they're winning football games now against teams that are better than them. This team is ravaged by injuries. Have we forgotten we've been without our starting quarterback since the second quarter of the first game? Like, give this team a healthy squad. Give this team a healthy quarterback, a healthy anyone. Finally, we've had the same combination of offensive linemen for the fourth game in a row. Our defense, Allegro's playing with a giant cast on his left arm today.
Club zero.
And still being effective. Mason Posa went down. That is scary. That was probably the worst thing that could possibly happen to this team. I hope it's not serious. He came out of the injury tent. He was walking around under his own power. Seemed to be okay. Hopefully nothing bad long-term happened to Mason, and hopefully he's doing okay. But this team has so clearly turned a corner. This is not at all the same team that was playing Ohio State. So are they back yet? Do you want to see an 8-4 season, a 9-3 season before you officially declare they're back? Fine. That's your prerogative. But if you want to say that, Fickell still sucks, this team's still bad, they were bad against Maryland, they were bad against Ohio State, they were bad against Oregon, I don't know, they were bad against Iowa. Yeah, sure, they were. But you know what good teams do? They grow throughout the season. They progress. They get better. And this team that we saw against Maryland is not beating the brakes off of this Illinois squad. They are not surviving against Washington in a slog. They are not putting the fear of God into Indiana in the first half. That team isn't doing it. This team is. So if you want to argue they're not back, fine. Is there a lot of room for this team to grow still? Yes. Does this team need to have a significantly better record next year? Yes. Do they need to pump in more NIL money, fill a lot of holes on this squad? 100%. But to argue that they haven't gotten significantly better and haven't turned a corner is asinine, in my opinion.
This is a really interesting point here on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, too, by the way, if you want to chime in there, if you want to chime in. It's been a long night. It's been an exciting night. But, again, on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel, the ESPN Milwaukee chat as well, and also on the Carpal Stock and text line, 844-770-3776. List is more. Parker Dutcher putting in the ESPN Madison chat, I need to see what happens next spring and summer. See what pieces we have left and what we've added. And am I happy with the last four weeks? Absolutely. But are we having success currently? Absolutely. And also here, are we back because of two decent games? Throws in the shrug emoji. Yeah, you never know. But you know what? At the end of the day, even if you finish the season at 5-7, you still have to win that game next week. Don't get me wrong. But even if you end the season with the same type of record that you have, you could compare the numbers and be like, well, we were 5-7 this year and we were 5-7 last year. Is there much of a growth? Yes, because if the last season ended on a 5-game losing streak.
And everyone quit. I was in the stadium for that last game against Minnesota. That was an embarrassment. There were like 10 people in the whole crowd. That was the exact opposite of what we saw today. That was a winning program we saw on the field. That is a win that, I don't know where I was going with that. That was a winning program on the field. That is what a winning program looks like, I should say. Because this year they haven't been a winning program. That is what a winning program looks like right there.
I know that there was a lot of flack with what Luke Fickell had said earlier after the Maryland loss and in general when they face adversity is pounding the rock, and that what John Gruden had said, which actually we still feel like that the J.J. Watt speech did a little bit more than the John Gruden speech because it felt like John Gruden saying that to everybody. But pounding the rock and doing it together seems like it's actually working. It seems like it's actually starting. The guys never lost that attitude, I should say, too, of pounding the rock and staying together and uniting. And we, Riley, you and I have talked to the players, too. We could tell that there was something in terms of this team. It happened a little later than we were hoping it could, but to an extent, maybe it go back to what I said earlier in the season. The team can talk the talk and walk the walk. Did they do it consistently this season? No, but they still have a chance to prove a little bit. They still have a chance to prove, you know what? I love this movie, specifically on Netflix, Hustle with Adam Sandler. It's basically like Rocky in a basketball version of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a weird quote, but it's uplifting in the point where the basketball player goes back and redeems himself and just balls out. And Adam Sandler goes up to him. He said, "Hey, kid, you want my last piece of advice? They can't kill what's already dead." So you know what? Yeah. Maybe Wisconsin is operating that way. And they got nothing to lose, and they go out there and play it like that. They're not just trying to play not to lose, but they're going out there playing to win.
Yeah, that didn't look like a dead program to me, though.
No.
Were they dead earlier in the season? Yes, but they have been resuscitated. And going back to Parker Dutcher's comment, I agree in the sense that we do need to see what happens next spring and summer. I think the Badgers are back now, and we've seen it, and we're going to continue to see it. But we talked about early on in the season that we saw glimpses, specifically last season, where they'd scare a really good team. They almost beat Penn State. They almost beat Oregon, but then they'd falter against the teams that they should compete with, that they should have beat, Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and they just ran out of gas and they quit at the end of the season. So this year, I wanted to see, can they build upon the good things they do? And can they get over that hump and win one of those games? And we've seen that against Washington. It could have been easily. That Washington win could have been incredibly hollow. Mertzi talked about it on our post game after that one. It could have been hollow. If Wisconsin comes out, gets thumped by Indiana, they don't have that first half, then gets smoked by Illinois, maybe gets the axe back, scrapes by, loses to Minnesota, who cares? Then it's like, okay, that was a fluke. It was nice, but whatever. This season, but they have, that hasn't happened. They struggled early on in the season. They found their footing against Oregon. And then against Washington, they built upon that foundation with the defense, offense. They broke the seal with that touchdown to Lance Mason. I actually talked to Lance Mason earlier this week about how cool that touchdown was. And he said, yeah, everyone just breathe a massive sigh of relief after he finally dove across the goal line in Eugene, in a rainy Eugene. But they took that foundation, that spark, and cultivated it into a flame, and they beat Washington. And then they were planning on beating Indiana. They wanted to beat the Hoosiers. Fickell was pissed afterwards. And then they collapse in the second half. They turn the ball over. Indiana puts the foot on the throat and reminds the Badgers that, hey, we're the number two team in the country. Again, they could have came out and folded. Ow, we aren't really that good. Washington, we just got lucky. We just got lucky. They're like, no, we're the better team. I don't care if there's a number next to Illinois' name. I don't care that our record is 3-6 or 2-6, 3-7, 3-7 coming into the game today. No, we are the better team. We are the more physical team, and we are going to dominate the Fight in Illini. We are going to continue to build upon what we have started. And they did that to a T today. It was beautiful. Beautiful to see, which is why I have so much faith in Luke Fickell. And do they need to continue to do that in the spring, in the summer, next season? Yes. But now I am very, very confident. We have tangible evidence that they can do it, and they will continue to improve.
Keep the faith with Fickell. Before I want to talk about this on the other side too, but do want to address another comment that stuck out to me. Somebody kept challenging. It was not pounding the rock. The real momentum swing was the youth.
Yes.
They came in with Moxie's swag and made plays. That makes the rest of the team play rounded and free. That's really interesting. I want to talk about that on the other side here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here. Before, though, with Celebrations Entertainment, planning events has never been easier. They have complete event services for weddings, corporate events, nonprofit events, outdoor movies, casino nights, and much more fun. Visit CelebrationsEntertainment.com to get started today. Celebrations Entertainment, fun, memorable events. Also saw Jeffrey from Celebrations at our tailgate. Just a lot of buzz. Everybody felt good. Everybody felt excited. For me, I was just saying in the best way, I'm like, man, I can't believe it's already the last home game of the season. And we get a taste like this. We get some good momentum going in there. We'll talk a little bit about the youth, like I said, on the other side here. It is a good time. We need to see a little bit more. Don't get me wrong. We need to see exactly what Wisconsin's going to do from here on out and how they build off of this. I still think pounding the rock, I think we should keep that in the back of our mind, too. I don't think we should be ditching that mantra, necessarily. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch, live from the Everlight Solar Studio. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day on ESPN Madison, the ESPN Milwaukee, across all of ESPN Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Man, I got it right.
Wisconsin 27-10 winners over Illinois, the 21st ranked team, second ranked win this season, number two ranked win in Luke Fickell's coaching career with the Badgers. And speaking of winners, winners also go to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, the casino with the highest payouts in the area. Go be a winner at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. They're open right now and stay open until 2 a.m. on a Monday. We'll see who ends up staying up later. Maybe, just maybe, we'll stay out till 2 a.m. out here at ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, more spins, more wins, more fun. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch here at the Everlight Solar Studio. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Riley, I tell you, I cannot stop smiling from ear to ear. The last time you and I were hosting post game, it was a pretty brutal one, I'm not going to lie. It was after the Ohio State game. I think the show itself was, in terms of ideas of what we wanted to talk about, was already pre-produced because we knew what to expect. And today is a different day. We were saying maybe it happens. We felt good. That maybe wasn't a maybe out of, well, you know, a timid energy. It felt confident. It felt like the win today, I feel like, in comparison to Washington, that took a little luck. It took the right things going your way. And yes, that was the same situation here, but this one was almost like you truly belong here. This is a Wisconsin victory through and through. All three phases of the game, you look good. Did you do everything, you know, picture perfect? No, but you did everything that you needed to in those categories the right way, the hard way, and you fought through every single thing, and it showed perfectly today.
Yeah, I mean, this team hasn't won under Luke Fickell. They needed to learn how to win and how to close out a big game against an opponent that was better than them. And now, I mean, the way they're playing, it's looking like, I don't know if Washington or Illinois are better than Wisconsin. Washington thumped Illinois, and now we just thumped Illinois, and we hung on against the Huskies. So this team needed to figure out and learn how to win under Luke Fickell, and I think that Washington game, that was a turning point where it's like, oh, we can do this. We can beat a ranked team. We can beat a Big Ten team, for crying out loud. And then they clearly came into the Indiana game with a ton of confidence. And major props to them for not getting down on themselves after a brutal second half against the Hoosiers. Then coming in today with even more confidence, knowing that they could win against Illinois. Not just hoping, not just believing. That's where we've been at as fans for most of the Luke Fickell tenure. I mean, I busted out some scripture today on the pregame show with Brad Norman. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. We were just operating on blind faith in the Badgers for most of the Luke Fickell tenure. For those of us who wanted to remain positive, we hadn't seen it on the field. We were just hoping and praying that the Badgers would be able to get it done. And now, and maybe that's how the Badgers are feeling too. They're like, we know we're putting in the work. We know we're doing the right things. Man, like, God, can you just give us something? Like, can something go right? And then something does. and they get over the hump. They beat Washington, and now they're like, oh, we don't have to rely on blind faith anymore. We've seen it.
Hey,
we've done it.
To build off of that, too, the St. Jerome quote, the mantra that's getting into different locker rooms in the NFL, good, better, best, never let it rest till the good gets better and your better gets best. That's what you got to do. You build it brick by brick, and it's great to see again. How is this team going to keep building that foundation? How are they going to keep rising up to the ranks? Because you said it perfectly that this team under Luke Fickell needs to learn how to win in the Luke Fickell way. This feels like, can Luke Fickell make this, as you said, violent? That is what Wisconsin football wants to be. That's what people should feel like when they come into Wisconsin. They feared and revered. If it's that defense, if it's the way that the offense runs, a 9.5 minute drive to start things out, that takes the gas out of you, and that gives your defense some much needed rest to eat the clock. A big one for Wisconsin again, winning 27-10. We're jumping onto the Carbless talking text line. Norman from Utah, man.
Norman
from Utah is jumping in right now. It's late over here, but it sounds like it's still decently early. You could get after it out there in Utah. What's up, Norman? Welcome to ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
How we doing?
Fantastic, Norman.
Electric,
I mean,
man.
How are
We're
you
energized.
Doing? I mean, it's only 10. The night's so young out there in Salt Lake City or Provo or Logan, wherever you're at.
Parts unknown.
Yeah. It's been great. Got two things really want to talk about tonight. Just a phenomenal day. On top of it, I mean, with this, you know, National Signing Day coming up, we've seen some recruits get flipped. I think that was just big tonight. You know, get such a big win with all those guys we had in the building tonight. Hopefully lock up some more commitments for this class. And then I talked about it a couple weeks ago after the Washington win, but it's another shout out to Riley Yauch and his optimism and his Army's optimism. I mean, I have on good faith that Riley Yauch put some U.S. currency on the Badgers over win total when he was in Yellowstone National Park this August. And we just need more fans like that to be optimistic, keep seeing the bright side until it comes through. And I just want to end on a speech for the haters, all the Fickell haters over the years. So here we go.
The haters are the motivators.
Badger fan, there's a thing about being a Badger fan that you're never short of a few freeloaders like yourselves to fill up your stadium with. So here's to you naysayers. Thank you. So all of you, all you phonies, all you two-faced fans, you sycophantic suck-ups who smile through your teeth at the Badgers, please leave us in peace. Please go. Stop smiling. It's not a joke. Please leave. The party's over. Get out.
Thank you, Norman. Owen, clip that. Let's get that out on Twitter immediately. Bruce, Norman, Wayne, out in Utah. That was absolutely fantastic, and I can't take all the credit. I appreciate, again, your kind words about my optimism. Unfortunately, my bet on the over still won't cash because I bet it over, or I bet over 5.5. And now that I'm covering this team, this was before I started covering the team journalistically. I don't think I can bet on the team anymore now that I cover them. So unfortunately, my only bets on the Badgers will have been losses. But that's okay. Moving forward, trying to be optimistic. Appreciate the kind words. But again, it's not all me. I would give more credit to the Army that you speak of. I think they are the real heroes out there, the real soldiers in this fight for the Wisconsin Badgers and the positivity moving forward in the Luke Fickell era. And you mentioned the recruits. I believe Amari Latimer was in the house.
He was.
Four-star running back.
Yep.
Where there were a lot of rumblings that he's going to flip to Ohio State. Man, I saw pictures during the break of all the recruits shirtless again right next to the student section. Like, oh my gosh, that's fantastic. How can you see this? How can you see what Luke Fickell is building? Especially the texters have talked about it. We've talked about it. Built up by the youth. The young guys providing the spark for this team. How can you see that as a recruit and not be amped about coming to the University of Wisconsin? That's not even bringing into the fold the amazing city that Madison is, the amazing campus, all the amazing opportunities academically and socially you're provided with here. just from a purely football standpoint, I don't understand how anyone could see that and want to flip and not want to come to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I hope all of them lock in their commitments this week, especially Amari Latimer at running back. Would be pretty sweet.
Would be nice.
Ben Novak's going to flip back to Wisconsin, too. Come on. Same with Jaden Pettit, too, from Oklahoma. He's coming back. They're all coming back. And we'll take them because we're forgiving.
Norman.
Anything else, Norman?
That's all I got. Hey. Thank you guys again. Guys, have a great night. Keep it up.
Appreciate it, Norman.
Splendid, as always, Norman. You're the best. Take care.
You too.
Appreciate you calling in, Norman. You can call in on the Carbless Talk and text line. We will be staying up late. Don't you worry. 844-770-3776. The Carbless Talk and text line. List is more. Man, oh, man. Norman said it. There ain't no more room on the bandwagon. You might be able to get in. You might be able to get a ticket. Maybe a standing room only. Maybe on standby. But you better hurry up because it's going to be leaving soon if this Badger team keeps rolling along like this for the future. It's feeling pretty good.
The train has left the station.
Oh, it's left.
It's full,
gone.
It's full steam ahead. I don't think it's making any more stops. You're going to have to jump on while it's rolling.
While it's rolling. Oh, while it is rolling. We got to figure this out, too. I got to figure out on the jump around. I think we were pretty confident when we did the schedule game. I want to go back and find the clip because I was very, very confident from the beginning that this Illinois upset was going to happen. And I just maybe have a little bit of my moment. It might be a little bit of an I told you so, but it is what it is.
We're going to have to check the tape.
We'll have to check the tape. On the other side, we will be talking about the Chalmers Jewelers drive of the game. I think I might have something in mind.
We finally have multiple touchdown drives, too, to choose from.
First time.
So rare. First time since Alabama. And for that drive of the game, we just did my drive down to Tuscaloosa. So
thank you for putting in those miles.
Thank you. Of course.
Thank you for your
anytime.
Service.
It was truly a difficult, honorable task, driving down to enjoy a game in one of the better venues in college football. But also, you bring up that Alabama game. I mentioned this in the opening segment, that Wisconsin beat the hell out of Illinois. And Alabama does something fun that I appreciate. I really respect the football tradition down in T-Town. And one of the things they do after every win, they sing a song called Yellow Jammer, or Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer. It's also the name of a specialty drink at a bar in Tuscaloosa.
Did you have that specialty?
I had a couple, actually. They're very delicious.
Okay.
But they have a song, Rammer Jammer Yellow Hammer, Alabama. Or they yell the team name, so we had to hear it twice the past two seasons. Blank, we just beat the hell out of you. So today, the Badgers, they could have sang that song afterwards. Rammer, jammer, yellow hammer, hey, Illinois, we just beat the hell out of you. It was fantastic.
Love the energy here. The Chalmers Jewelers drive of the game coming up next here on ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch. Also, make sure it looks like we get some more texts in coming in late on the Carbless Talk and Text line, too. 844-770-3776. Hit us up. Hit us up on the late line. It's okay. It's all right to send us a text.
Night's still young.
And the night is
bar
still.
Bar closes for another 2.5 hours.
Barstool Big Cat apparently has been funding one of the bars out on
State
Street.
$2,000 he sent for free drinks. I bet they're all gone. I bet
100%.
They're all gone within probably 15 minutes.
First come, first serve. I wonder who would be that person, too, to be like, let me just run up the whole $2,000 tab.
Oh, $2,000, you say. Mega Mules,
please.
To this table nonstop until that money's gone.
Bottles of champagne to my booth, please. Bring your finest bubblies to us.
I can't wait to see the locker room videos from today from the Badgers.
It's going to be good. It's going to
be
real,
awesome.
Real
Obviously
good.
Obviously, no champagne coming. No championship was won today, but it's still going to be awesome.
Well, it took Fickell a minute because we have the TVs on in here, too. We were watching Big Ten Network, and we saw Brett. Brett spoke to the media pretty quickly, understandably, after a loss regardless. But it took Luke Fickell at least, I want to say, almost 20 minutes after the game. I mean, probably, how long was he on the field? How long was everybody else? Also, you could see on the ESPN Madison Instagram, shout out to our content teammate, Lauren Haney, who did an
She's
awesome job.
It.
Getting Rico Hallman to reply to all of the fans on ESPN Madison and the ESPN Wisconsin accounts. That's legit. So go see that. So want to give her a shout out for that. And just, again, kicking ass. No other way to put it. You love to see it. Our friends, too, at Liberty Station are running a game day shuttle program during home games this football season. For just $20, get a Coors Light and a round-trip ride to Camp Randall. It all starts at Liberty Station American Tavern and Smokehouse, located off the Beltline on Rimrock Road. Not too far from me. I love it. It's an easy drive. If I'm coming home from the station and just driving in, I'm like, you know what I really love? The brisket grilled cheese with the tomato bisque soup.
That sounds pretty delicious.
Chef's kiss.
My dad called in earlier. He was telling me after the pregame show at the tailgate that he just took a massive pile of that barbecue of Liberty Station that we had
cheese
at our tailgate. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
So good. So good. Whoever wants to get us a midnight snack, too, please do not be shy. Pablo Iglesias,
my
Riley
Venmo
Yauch
is
here.
At Riley Yauch, Jauch. Don't Venmo me.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're going to get requests, so make sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be.
Well, you can also Venmo Riley Yauch if you'd like. He put his tag out there.
I'm good. You don't need to. But if you want, I'm not going to complain.
Why not? 844-770-3776, the Carbo Stock and Text Line. List is more, too, if you also want to get into the show. Pablo Iglesias, Riley Yauch. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.
Post-game reaction continues next. This is ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day.